Message number 115. Intellectual religious snobbery offends me. Wednesday, June 15, 2011 at 10:00. Today, my daughter, I want to warn those devoted followers of mine who publicly proclaim my name to follow the truth of my teachings and to tread carefully. I love all my followers and especially those who show humility at all times. I become frustrated, however, when solemn and earnest Christians who speak my word try to analyze my teachings in a loud and dictatorial manner. Not enough is it to spread my word, they feel they must bring my teachings into a human intellectual debate which serves only one purpose: to prove to others that they are more qualified to understand my most holy word. So intent are they to prove that they are right in their discernment that they divide my true followers. Their solemn and earnest devotion to me can often render them impotent, and their real love for me, which should always stem from humility. They must keep their loud voices full of intellectual criticism quiet. They must stop listening to my voice and resist the urge to prove their knowledge of spiritual matters to others. When they do this, they are guilty of the sin of pride. They do not know me at all. Because they do not take the time to stay quiet and humble themselves before my eyes, which are all-seeing. Until these solemn followers of mine become little in my eyes and lower themselves before me, I will not be able to draw them to me. Glorify me. Honor my word. Follow my example. Never persecute others in my name, especially your fellow Christians. Your beloved teacher and Savior, Jesus Christ.